25th year.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today,
today gonna be a good day. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me. Rich McFadden is off today. I think he's back tomorrow, though, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he? Went to the beach to enjoy the snow. It's very nice that he could do that.
Yeah.
And he got out of Washington just in time for all the folks who want to be heard. The Supreme Court issue is front and center. Jennifer's off for the rest of the week. She's visiting in Colorado with her grandmother. And let's see, who else do we have to account for? I guess that's it, Kenny. You and me, Wednesday, the 27th of March, with what you need to know, the things that people are yakking about, a lot of alerts flashing across my screen. Democrats who still say no to gay marriage. Expectations on the marriage ban, pro and con, and who's doing this and that. So even though those of you who were around last hour know, we spent pretty much the whole hour talking about this. I think it has captured a lot of people's imaginations. I don't want to spend that much time on it in this hour. But suffice it to say that there are a lot of people who are interested in these arguments that are being presented to the Supreme Court, and as you might expect, there are four on the left and four on the right, and Justice Kennedy's in the middle, and that's all some of these people, the analysis is, you know, okay, here are these four, there are those four, who's going to break the tie, yada, yada. So the prediction is, and the pressure is on Kennedy. A lot of pop culturists who are outside the Supreme Court, a lot of racket. If you listen or watch some of these people who are outside, they've been outside, they just camp outside seemingly for days on end. And so what we have here is the Supreme Court yesterday taking a listen to the arguments on the Prop 8 thing here from California. I'm back in California for a couple of days. And then today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the second case. This is, by the way, the second case in the history of the court on this. One day, one side, or one issue, the next day, another issue. There are, I think, a lot of people whose hopes have been risen, kind of like, maybe this is, people will throw things at the radio when I say this, but hey, listen, a lot of things have come back this week, right? On Sunday, he is risen, right? A lot of things are rising, including hopes that the court will weigh in decisively on the issue after justices suggested yesterday that they may dodge a decision on the California case. So they may make a decision, and it'll be announced in June. The case is Windsor v. United States. I feel like I'm taking a page out of Law and Order, Kenny. Windsor v. United States. A challenge to the federal 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibits the feds from recognizing same-sex marriages, even in the nine states and District of Columbia that allow them. That's what really sends me, really throws me. The District of Columbia, where our government is, allows gay marriage, but yet the feds who make the rules there don't. And it's what, hello, is there something in the water? I was talking about this lady, Edith Windsor, who brought the suit after she paid $360,000 in estate taxes on her same-sex spouse's death because she wasn't qualified as a married person to take the deductions, which is pretty damned outrageous when you get right down to it. She was married to this woman, Thea Speier. They got married in Canada. And then the state of New York legalized gay marriage, but they didn't legalize, they didn't recognize the marriage that was done in Canada. So how do you like that for talk about inconsistency. What did you start to say?
It's
groaning.
It's just egregious.
It really is. Yeah, it's pretty damned outrageous. There's an arc of history here that is moving in the direction of marriage equality. And if you were around in the last hour, and if you weren't, I'll just summarize a couple of the callers who are predictable when it comes to marriage. It's not in the Bible. It's this and it's that. But yet, if people, and there are those who are saying that people are watering down religion. I read a survey on the plane flying out here last night that really shocked me, actually, about how many people have changed their minds. And if my father was still alive, he'd tell you he was one of them. My father was as right as you could be except for a few issues. One of them was gun control. He thought all guns ought to be banned. And the other one was people getting married. My father said, I don't give a damn what they are. I don't care what their race is. I don't care. And my father grew up in South Boston in a racially, outrageously Irish area that really the things that were done to people, if you weren't Irish or Italian, man, you better stay off the streets in Southie. Black people, I mean, the racism in Boston. But my father was, for whatever the reason, he grew up as an orphan. He was very, very open and flexible when it came to stuff like this. And he got usually pretty angry about discussions like this. Why don't they leave those people alone? You know, kind of, okay, Dad. Why don't they? I would say, why don't they leave? And I guess that's the attitude I've grown up with. Why don't they just, and people as they grow older, the people now who are becoming the voting public as they move further into their 30s and 40s and 50s, they just say it isn't important. But yet, look at the attention, Kenny, this is getting from the news media and the hoopla and all of the callers that there are on these sorts of things. Now, the latest wrinkle in this is I mentioned, I wasn't being facetious, Democrats who still say no to gay marriage. Let's see here. Bill Nelson, Bob Casey, Debbie Stabenow. I'm looking at some of the other names. Jay Rockefeller. Some of the names, Kay Hagan, these are Mary Landrieu, people who are weighing in, announcing their own evolution on the matter, like Portman. A lot of people have made a big deal about that. The guy who is a Republican from Ohio, was it his son or his daughter that came out this week or two ago as being gay, Kenny?
It was his son. It was actually 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
It just took him some time to come to peace with it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, think about, again, looking at some of these senators, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania backs civil unions but not gay marriage. Joe Manchin from West Virginia backs DOMA in addition to opposing same-sex marriage. Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina, not publicly out in support of marriage equality, although she did oppose North Carolina's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Bill Nelson, as I said, from Florida, believes marriage is between a man and a woman. Why? And I guess maybe who cares about it? Senator Landrieu, a lot of people listening in Louisiana, shied away from discussing gay marriage in public, offering her support for people's right to love who they love. All right, that's a good way to dance around this, I guess, one way or another, huh? 888-302-3684. If you still want to weigh in on this, we'll spend a few more minutes on it and take a few more calls, and then we'll kind of move off into some other things, because there are a heck of a lot of other things that people are talking about today, including whether an Amanda Knox. Did I hear yesterday? I wasn't too close to the news yesterday. I pretty much stay on top of things because I have these bulletins that show up now in various places, so I'm at least aware of what we might want to talk about the next day on the program. Did I see that her lawyer said she's going to stay here and watch the trial in Italy? She lives in Portland, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she goes to school somewhere in Seattle.
Seattle, okay, but, yeah, right.
But, yeah, she is staying here.
So they're going to have a trial without her?
Well, it's going to take a long process to even have the trial, but yeah, she's not going there. And from what I heard, that if they find her guilty, then they have to petition the United States to turn her over, which probably won't happen.
No, of course, and it shouldn't happen. Done.
Right.
Finished. Wouldn't that be considered here double jeopardy? You can't be tried with the same thing twice?
Yeah.
So here, why would they recognize that law? You would think nobody would pay attention to that law, in fact.
I can't imagine.
It's crazy. All right, 16 past the hour. A few calls on gay marriage coming up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com. New car?
New Honda Accord. Review camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. And any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
All right, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler here with me, and we're discussing the gay marriage thing. Later on in the hour, we're going to have an in-depth conversation with some of the participants involved in our new crowdfunding effort. If you haven't heard me talking about this, yesterday we announced, and the media, interestingly enough, all over this, the regular news media, excuse me, the talk media, because the crowdfunding effort that we're going to do here on the Good Day program is aimed at helping you if you want to start a business, if you want to fund a business, maybe an extension of what you're doing now, you want to help a nonprofit, you want to help somebody who's in need. Crowdfunding is an amazing thing. So there are a couple of things. We had our video of the day yesterday, which kind of explained what we were doing. And if you go to the right-hand side of the homepage, you click on that Good Day crowdfunding button there, the logo, you'll go to the landing page for our crowdfund, which will start probably tomorrow or Friday. But the announcement being made, so we'll talk more about how that will impact you in a few minutes here on Good Day. Right now, though, let's listen to Anthony, who's calling from Arkansas, wants to know when he'll get his chance to vote on your relationship.
It strikes me as very odd and actually a little bit insulting that a lot of the people who oppose marriage equality rights for gay couples will often say that it's because of their religious belief or it's because of procreation issues or whatever. But even more than that, the fact that we're in front of the Supreme Court today arguing this situation, because in part, voters were allowed to decide the civil rights of millions of Americans like myself and my partner. We are not legally married in the state of Arkansas, and obviously that is something we're concerned about. But I always want to ask people who have such a problem with two people in a loving relationship wanting to marry, I always want to ask them, when do I get to vote on whether you get to marry or not? When do I get to say whether your relationship is legitimate or not? And I think what I would like to see is the Supreme Court say same-sex marriage shall be legal nationwide and be done with the issue. I think a state-by-state approach works okay for people who are maybe not as supportive because they know in some states it's probably not going to ever become law. But we've done this before with other civil rights matters, and that's what I'd like to see happen here.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. Coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day, a little music and some fun, little laughter from the late night shows. Let's take a breather in all this heavy discussion, shall we?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Wednesday, the 27th of March, if you go back in time to this week in 1975, Patti LaBelle, the group was called just LaBelle. Lady Marmalade was number one during this week in 75. Kenny, what do you remember about your life, and can you remember dancing or listening to this and thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. In 1975, you would have been what, teenager?
No, not quite yet. 10 or 11 when this came out.
All right, so did you pay attention to the radio when you were that age?
I did. I loved music, but I had an older sister, and as it is with siblings, if they like something, you hate it. She loved this song, so I could not stand it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, I hate to put a harshness in your ears then. Let's keep moving. It's fun time. We have four excerpts from the late night shows, Conan and Jay and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon, starting off with Conan O'Brien.
Supreme Court hearing arguments on gay marriage today. You following that?
Yeah.
Some people traveled to Washington and paid as much as $6,000 to watch the Supreme Court's deliberations on gay marriage. $6,000, yeah. Which is why today the Supreme Court launched its 41-city Monsters of Gay Marriage Deliberation Tour. It's going to be coming to your town.
Get ready to rumble.
It's come out, there's a little bit of controversy, it's come out that Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia once compared homosexual sex to, quote, sitting on a flagpole. Yeah, thousands of gay activists called this an insulting remark and a great idea. And Pope Francis met former Pope Benedict over the weekend at a Vatican retreat, and they spent the weekend in prayer trying to figure out exactly what marshmallow peeps have to do with Easter. They really tried to figure out, how do they even show up? What's the marshmallow part? I don't understand what... Anyway, we're learning more and more about this new Pope, Pope Francis. Very gracious man. Unlike many in the Catholic Church leadership, he said the use of condoms is acceptable in certain cases. That's what he said. He says condoms are acceptable in certain cases. But not those glow-in-the-dark condoms. No, those are out. He doesn't like those at all. Just forget those. Just leave that for the next guy.
You know who I'm talking about when I say Amanda Knox?
Yes.
Well, these Italians, they said, we're going to overturn the acquittal, and she's going to have to stand trial for murder again. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. It's like this will never end. But here are the conditions of the retrial. She was not arrested, does not have to leave her house, and does not have to go to the trial. Ooh, that sounds serious. They're not kidding around. And she, I think the woman spent 3 years, maybe more, in an Italian prison. Now, wait a minute. Before you go crazy, everybody's got a bad, got the wrong impression of Italian. Everybody thinks Italian prisons, oh, my God, they're not that bad. Huh? No visitors, okay, but unlimited breadsticks. Wow.
Listen to this. In a new interview, Hugh Hefner revealed that he has slept with over 1,000 women. When asked if he could name names, he was like, I think my first name is Hugh. He slept with over 1,000 women, and only half of those women were named Amber. Just a little trivia.
All right. So, also, David Letterman connected with a rumor about James Franco, who was on his program also last night, Kenny. The discussion came around to the director of Spring Breakers, Harmony Korine, has been banned from the Letterman show. The story was that Korine, I hope I'm spelling, pronounce his name right, K-O-R-I-N-E, Frank Korine, is that how you pronounce it, Michael? Thank you. He was the director of this movie that Franco was in, right? Blacklisted because he got into an argument with Meryl Streep. Letterman tried to clarify it on the program, saying that for some reason Korine had gone into Streep's dressing room and had looked into her bag, and Letterman saw him doing it, and he just threw him out.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Why go to a film festival just to sit in the theater? If you volunteer for just 3 shifts at the New York City's Tribeca Film Festival, you'll get free access to the film screenings. There are public events throughout the city as well. During the festival, the Apple Store in Soho offers a free Meet the Filmmaker series and script writing classes. The Adobe HP Studio at the Sundance Festival in Utah is stocked with equipment and tips to learn how to edit, organize, and share your pictures. There are plenty of opportunities for younger kids as well. The Phoenix Film Festival has programming for ages 5 through high school. And the festival provides flip cams for filming, instruments for soundtrack recording, even an editing station. And the Chicago International Children's Film Festival hosts workshops like an animation program where kids can learn to develop, design, storyboard, and animate their own short film. A word to the wise, these programs fill up fast, so register early. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth. Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody.
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. Plus, for a limited time, our colorful cardigans are only $14.99. And save up to 70% off store-wide at Banana Republic Factory Store. Plus, save an extra 30% on all clearance items. Hurry, sale on Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
I wish I had a big trumpet. Da-da-da-da-da. Maybe we could find a trumpet to announce something that really is very, very special. It's connected to the Doug Steffen Good Day program and a new concept in getting businesses started, getting people who've got great ideas to the forefront. It's a concept called crowdfunding. And as of today, as of this moment, the Good Day program is launching the first radio reality series based on this new crowdfunding idea. This is a crowdfunder incubator program, in fact. The crowdfunding idea came together actually when a fellow named Mike Hayes, that I've known for a long time, he's a media marketing person, and Robin Eschler, who is a lady that I met this past year who's a marketing professional, we've come together, and a lady named Ranjini Mukhopadhyay, she's a public relations pro. All of us are here together to sort of give you an idea how crowdfunding works, how you can learn about something that may help you or your business or somebody you know who is trying to come up with a great idea and doesn't have the money to do it. So let's start with Mike as the marketing professional here. This was an idea actually that you hatched. You deserve the credit for coming up with this particular plan. So if you can, and I know it's not easy for you, Mike, because you're a radio guy, to in 60 seconds or less explain what this is all about, it will be great.
Well, you know, people today need money. They need money maybe to start their own job, their own small business, to do something in their community or for their health. You can crowdfund, Doug, for anything. Well, crowdfunding has now reached a tipping point, and we've got the pros on the phone with us who are great at helping to put the crowd into crowdfunding. That means bring the funders in the crowd to a crowdfunding campaign. And that's to help launch a new product, start a new business, or really any cause-related or social event that is coming up. Again, I cannot emphasize enough the beauty of crowdfunding. It's a way for small business people or really almost anybody to access funds funds in a very tight economy. And the other thing we're going to do is not only help small business, but we also want to revolutionize traditional media. It's all coming together in a very exciting way, and we've got a couple of top pros here that really know how to help people get the crowd into their crowdfunding campaign.
Robin Eschler, what is the crowdfunding series on the radio all about?
The crowdfunding series on the radio is probably one of the most exciting parts of this whole venture. We're going to be doing a radio reality show where we're going to have contestants from our incubator that we've created, where we will be able to take people who are creating campaigns, who are excited about what they're raising money for, and put them in front of an audience somewhat like American Idol, where we can have the industry pros take a look at them, judge them, give them tips, and move them forward in what they're going to be accomplishing with their campaign. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be putting a lot of people together, and everybody's going to be learning and growing from this experience.
Sounds more like Shark Tank to me than American Idol. Let's keep going. Ranjini, as a PR pro, what is the, you've dealt already with a lot of these crowdfunding campaigns. Would you explain a little how it works and how what we're doing here may enhance a lot of people's efforts to crowdfund?
There's a lot of elements that go into a successful crowdfunding campaign. And working with some successful campaigns like Stick and Find Technologies and Tetherboard, we've come across key elements that play into the role of making a campaign work properly, which is the video and the emphasis on how important the video is and the messaging in the video is, really coming up with some really creative and great perks. And getting your community involved with these perks that will benefit their lives and will benefit the campaign. And then also being able to explain your campaign in the right way and the right tone so that community involvement becomes really, really easy. So there's a lot of great ways that we can help startup companies, individuals, people with big ideas but small funds come up with great crowdfunding campaigns and then help incubate them and then put them in this great contest where they can go ahead head-to-head on their different ideas.
All right, so Robin, let's go back to the perks, the ideas as they come forth, people connecting with the Good Day crowdfunding incubator. What sort of, as people sign up, what sort of things are they going to be entitled to as participants in this?
They're going to be getting tutorials, first of all, that help them step through the process of creating a campaign. And then they're also going to be involved with teleconferences that are going to give them the opportunity to talk directly to the pros who know what they're doing in social media, who know what they're doing in public relations, who've been online, who've been in the trenches building small business and can answer these people's questions directly so that they really get the most out of their campaign. And then they're also going to be able to sign up for this a reality show where they can compete and really drive traffic. It's all about traffic, as Ranjini said, with crowdfunding. You've got to have crowd. So by giving them not only the information as to how to develop their campaign and how to market it so that they really get the best traffic as they possibly can, that's what this is all about.
All right, so Mike, let's go back to underscoring what the important parts are of the Good Day Crowdfunding Incubator Program. How do people, A, get in, B, participate, C, win?
The exciting thing is that we have recorded dozens of success stories. We want to tell the human interest stories of people that are crowdfunding every day, and then we invite top pros on to help us to break those success stories down into step-by-step case studies to make those come alive. So we're going to take some of the people that are most likely to succeed in crowdfunding and put them on national media to really turbocharge their campaign. So it's like Reid Hoffman says, we've quoted him before, that doing the startup is like jumping off a cliff and building an airplane on the way down. So there's a lot of excitement going on and a lot of new inventions and creations of all kinds. So it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody involved. But there's a lot more to it than just posting a story on a portal. You really have to be able to create excitement in the crowd to get the funding that your project really needs.
And aren't we going to have a webinar every week with experts from crowdfunding to help answer questions? Isn't that part of this whole overall plan?
We have a free to pro webinar series, so everybody is invited. This is about including, not excluding anybody. We want everybody to be involved. They can get in where they fit in. So it's about Main Street. It's not about Wall Street. We want to help everybody. We're going to hold their hand where it's appropriate, kick them in the butt if they need it, and tell them what's real and what's not real, and really help them get that boost to success that they need.
The president is really, I don't know if he's responsible for this, but there was, with the Startup Jobs Act, a sort of shot in the arm for this. Was that not the case, Mike?
Well, that was the tipping point, like Indiegogo, one of the big ones, Rocket Up's another one, or Kickstarter, been around 5 years, but really it's reached the tipping point because of all of the success stories that have generated, and that, I think, is really what got the White House and the U.S. Congress to come on board, with over 400 congressmen voting in the Jobs Act, which contains the Crowdfunding Act.
Rongini, would you give us a couple of examples of maybe the startups that you work with? They've gone out to crowdfund, how many days they were trying to raise, how much money, and how much money have you or some of these crowdfunds been able to raise in a short period of time?
You know, it really differs for each project, how much money you can raise and how many days you really want to put your project up for. But what we've noticed is that the kind of sweet spot that we've seen is 30 to 45 days for a crowdfunding campaign. You don't want to make it too short. You want to get time to have people ramp up and get involved. But then when it gets too long, people start wondering, you know, why it's taking so long. So there's a little bit of pressure when you make your campaign a little bit shorter, and it really helps drive excitement and motivation for the campaigners as well as for the contributors. We worked on a pretty successful campaign, I would say, and we raised money for about 35 days and raised $930,000. So there's immense potential. Other campaigns like Pebble, they went off the charts. They raised $10 million, I believe, in a matter of 45 days. There's a lot of great potential here. You know, there's different inflection points. Your campaign can start off with a bang, or sometimes, you know, it takes time to gain momentum, and you end it off with a bang. It's an open platform. Anyone can win. It's anyone's game. It's just all about how you present your ideas and get your friends and community involved and have them get people involved and driving participation and excitement about your project.
Robin, when we say community, we're talking about the social networking that takes place on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn and all of these various places where people are now connecting instantaneously. Isn't that really the grab here?
It's about getting people that are your friends and family. That's where the first real push is for raising money. You want to get your friends, your family, your colleagues that know you, that trust you, involved with your campaign. So social media is very important from the get-go, and getting those circles of friends involved and not only contributing themselves, but opening their circles of influence to you and getting those people onto your social media, onto your campaign page, and involved with the campaign. And for example, what Rongini was talking about, the $10 million campaign and other multi-million dollar campaigns have all gone viral very quickly because of these initial circles of influence that they've had. And those circles inviting their circles, and those circles inviting their circles.
All right. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm going to give you, before we're done, two examples. I don't know how many people remember the old band Weather Report. I may be aging myself, but I remember well the music of Weather Report. My father used to say, "You call that music?" So they, the supporters of that group, have put together a crowdfunding to raise money to bring that group, if you will, back to life. And there's another project that Chrysler started. Chrysler Corporation wants you to use crowdfunding to, let's say, your son or your daughter or your niece or your nephew needs a new car, and they don't have enough money. So you start a little crowdfund online to support Johnny buying a new Chrysler car. And instead of in his birthday or bar mitzvah or Christmas or whatever, you giving him a check, you contribute to the crowdfund so he can raise the money through the crowdfund to buy the car. Mike, what about that as a success story?
Stories like Dodge Dart being crowdfunded is just one of so many different ways this is going to affect America. There's a little product called 3Doodler that's going to help the artist community, and these fellows went out and they actually raised $2 million in 2 days. That almost makes you giddy to think about. And I talk to people that are so motivating that are saying things like crowdfunding is going to usher in a new era of unprecedented affluence to America. And Doug, without people like you and your leadership in bringing crowdfunding to the forefront, it wouldn't happen, or it wouldn't happen as fast as it's going to. So I want to thank you for that.
All right, so my request is that all of you who are listening to this, check out gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding.com.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How many of us have pictures of kids or grandkids in our wallet and the ones we have at home that show our children or grandchildren growing up? Yeah, we take a lot of pictures of them when they're babies, and then 1 year old, 2 year old, 5 years old, and then after a while we kind of stop, and then we might take a picture of 10 or 15 years old, and after 15 they won't pose for anything anyway. But we do track ourselves and our families as they grow. It's a wonderful thing to share. However, do we do the same thing in our lives? Do we take pictures of ourselves when we're going through a training program? And then do we take pictures of ourselves when we get that first promotion? And then do we show it off to people? And then whatever position we're in today, do we reflect back as to how we were? Well, why not? We're always growing up. We're always changing. We're always maturing. And we should always have the images of who we were and who we are. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, so Kenny and Doug here doing an about 180. a story yesterday about the Kardashians being used, their image being used in an ad for Ford Motor Company, had the Kardashians, all three of them, tied and bound in the trunk of a Ford on an ad that appeared in India and some places in Asia. That car was being driven by Paris Hilton. So the Kardashians yesterday issued a press release from their lawyer, actually, suggesting that they may sue the FOMO-CO folks for reusing their image without permission, which seems to be kind of, I mean, that's, anybody that knew what they were doing, no, they have to pay to use somebody's image. Ford has apologized, please, we're sorry. But you know what? They've gotten so much attention, Kenny, for this ad, that it has done the trick. I mean, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's all over, everywhere.
Right. Who knew Fords were selling so well in India? And now they are, thanks to the Kardashians. Super 51 after.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time is 53 after the hour on Doug's Good Day program. Coming up, Kenny and I are going to take a look at, well, not going to take a look at it because it's a radio program. We will discuss Tumblr and its big milestone. First, though, our reporter Shelley Palmer is here to talk about Major League Baseball's savvy new approach to using technology to make tickets more accessible to you. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a cake.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so sweet.
smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a cake.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. For a sport that's been around over 100 years, Major League Baseball is on top of its digital game. After a pilot program last September, the league announced that 13 stadiums will accept mobile tickets through Apple's Passbook app this season. The Mets, Giants, and Royals, three of last year's test teams, will be joined this season by the Twins, Orioles, Brewers, A's, Pirates, Tigers, and Cubs in the program. But that's not all Major League Baseball has up its sleeve. The league also announced a new program called Mobile Seat Upgrades. Featured in the official MLB apps on Android and iOS, fans can use their smartphones mid-game to upgrade their seats, earn rewards, and access different parts of the stadium. The Braves tried it out last season, offering seat upgrades between $5 and $55. They'll be joined by the Diamondbacks, Twins, and A's on opening day, with 12 more teams joining by the end of April. America's favorite pastime is ready for the 21st century. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. Plus, for a limited time, our colorful cardigans are only $14.99. And save up to 70% off store-wide at Banana Republic Factory Store. Plus, save an extra 30% on all clearance items. Hurry, sale ends Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington today. I'm in Los Angeles. Ken Kessler's in San Diego, and we present to you the Good Day program. This is a portion of the program we call Tech Talk Time, and our focus on Tumblr, which is something that many of you may not know anything about, even though they have reached, Kenny, a big milestone, more than 100 million blogs, 44 billion blog posts have been created using Tumblr as a platform. And Michael, who's pretty savvy, said, I never heard of Tumblr before, never went there before. And it apparently is being used by more, we sort of look in a chronological way at email. And from email, it became Facebook. And Facebook sort of coupled with Twitter. And then along comes Tumblr and things like Pinterest. And, yeah, I mean, just it goes on and on. If you look at the things at the bottom of any story, how do you want to send it along? There are dozens of now different choices, right? LinkedIn is more connected than you can shake a stick at. So what's Tumblr all about?
Tumblr, they call it a microblogging site, which is the same thing they call Twitter. You put a limited amount of text. I've seen some posts with paragraph after paragraph, but mostly it's a visual medium. You post a picture of something that you like. This is a great description of it that just came across my feed. Somebody says, I like Tumblr because you get to know people not by how they look, but by what they like. Huh. That's a real good description of it.
Isn't it? That sounds actually pretty positive. In other words, you don't judge a book by its cover, but by what's inside or what may be part of their core. And so this is a more sensitive way of learning about people. It's not limited to 140 characters like Twitter is, though.
Right. Right. I don't think that there is a limit. I'm just looking at one now that is, I have to scroll and scroll and scroll all the way through the text of this one post.
So it's Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R, for those interested. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.